Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just realized that Aisha Tyler also is hosting the rewind of Inside the Boys. The boys that Amazon Prime I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
About the superheroes that are all... The last episode had Homelander, who's supposed to be like Captain America, standing on top of a building at night.
Mm-hmm.
And he was literally hearing him going, I can do anything. I can do anything. And his pants are down, and he's jerking off on a belt. Like, I'm like, why do I love this show so much? It was so disturbing. Stormfront, dead. And then started speaking. She was a Nazi. She was another superhero.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't watched any of this, have you?
No.
It's really good. It's
I
super
doubt
dark.
This one happens.
It's so... It's just... I don't even know how you describe it, the TV show. You have to start at the beginning and give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
But
the best scene ever, though, I think, is when he took the babies, was using them as weapons, shooting the lasers out of their eyes.
Yeah, they were young superheroes, yeah. And he would jangle the baby and then point it at the bad guys, and they would unknowingly, like they were upset, so they would shoot their lasers out of their eyes and chop people in half. It's a thing. You're going to have to watch it. It's pretty much one of those things that's impossible to explain to somebody why the superhero Homelander was jerking off when he's standing on a building with his pants down, saying, I can do anything. I can do anything. I can do anything.
Born September 18th in San Francisco, California. She developed a love for stand-up comedy while still in high school. She graduated from Dartmouth College with a degree in environmental policy, but opted to tour the country doing stand-up. In 2001, she was tapped to host the E! Network show, Talk Soup, and her career path was set. You've seen her on such shows as Friends, The Ghost Whisperer, and Criminal Minds. And now she's back with an all-new season of the popular animated series, Archer. Please welcome Aisha Tyler.
Hi, guys.
How have you been?
Hi. Oh, I missed that strange robotic intro that I get whenever I come on your show.
hey, congratulations on hosting the rewind for the boys.
Oh, yeah. I heard you guys before I came on trying to pitch. It's a great show. I highly recommend it. I was a huge fan before I started hosting the after show, and it's probably one of the smartest shows on television, and
yeah.
Also just a really good time.
In just all of it, just so many weird little sex fetishes and Stormfront being a Nazi, you're talking, speaking German on the way out, and just the first season, just the, you know, putting the bomb in his butthole.
It's
just
so fun.
So many weird moments.
It's such a fun show. I mean, it's just so smart.
Yeah.
But there are all these really great and interesting ideas kind of buried at the core of the show, which I think kind of upends our ideas about superheroes, because, like, I grew up, like, loving comic books and loving superheroes. I'm a big, and I like both, you know, Marvel and DC, but I'm a big DC fan. I was collecting, like, Dark Knight comics when I was a kid. And the great thing about the show is that, you know, we always thought that, like, if someone had magical powers, if they could do these things, if they could save people, they would save people. But, like, you know, human beings we're kind of jackholes, right? So, like,
right.
Honestly, it's probably more likely that somebody could fly and had, like, you know, laser eyes, that they'd just probably go around, like, blowing stuff up and, you know, and, like, stealing money. And that's kind of the premise of the show. Like, all these superheroes are total jerks.
Yeah.
But it's just so smart and so fun. And then we do the after show. It's called Prime Rewind Inside the Boys. And we just talk with the cast and the creators, and it's very much an NSFU talk show. Like, it is not your mother's, rewind show. It's a grown-up show, but I think we wanted to do a talk show, like an after show, where it wasn't just a clip show or a rehash, but we, like, really added some value to people's experience of watching. What, you know, it's just a really smart, fun... You know, it's a good time.
If
too.
Only
it's
you had,
great
if
time.
Only you had any passion at all about the projects you're involved in. If you could just.
I don't. You know, I've been never really lucky. I've been doing this a long time, and so you know, I mean, it's not like I can pick up the phone and call Steven Spielberg and get him to put me in a movie or anything like that. But I am able to kind of be a little picky about the stuff that I do and just do stuff that I really care about. You know,
well, that's why I love you so much. That's why you're just. That's what makes you so stupidly hot. Is not just being beautiful and funny, and the book, you know, Self-Inflicted Wounds is deprecating and fantastic, but the like your sense of humor with Archer and stuff like this, you know, you don't often meet girls or even see girls like that, that are just, you know, you're the kind of girl that you both see a guy get hit in the junk with a wiffle ball bat and you're crying while you're drinking whiskey together.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah. You know, there's nothing funnier than seeing a guy get hit in the nuts, I swear to God. Like, that's just an eternal, the two things that will always be funny is a guy getting hit in the nuts and a guy farting, or anyone farting, anyone of any age farting. It's just, like, universally hilarious.
Yeah.
And, like, in my house, just, like it's just endless laughs. It's just always hilarious.
Yes.
This is a scientific truth, yeah.
My God, I wish I'd have just had you all 2020. I wish I could just live in a guest house near you just to make this year, because I already feel better, man. It's,
this year, I know. This year has been brutal, man.
Yeah.
It has been tough. It has been a tough one. You know, one thing that happened that was really good this year that we all could use was we launched my cocktail company this year, Frozen Stone. And we didn't know when we launched in January that it was going to be the year that it was. But, you know, magically, you know, you can order cocktails directly to your house from my company. And so we really grew a lot in the first two quarters of 2020 because people really needed a drink.
Yeah,
so,
listen.
It was a good launch year for us, yeah.
That is fair. So how did Courage and Stone come out? I mean, how did you come up with that? What made you do this? Because I have a friend who's got a Jesse James Outlaw Bourbon, and it's a lot of work, and he's doing well, but it's hard, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a lot of work. You know, I came into this from a different perspective of just wanting to start like a booze line. I'm a big cocktail fan. I love to drink. And whenever I toured, I travel, I'd always go to like whatever, you know, what's the best bar? What's the great bar in the city for me to go have a really good drink? And then, you know, you get home on a Wednesday night, you're exhausted, and there's like, you know, two light beers and a half bottle, like, you know, Sauvignon Blanc in the fridge, and you want like a real drink. And so I started just teaching myself how to make like proper drinks at home, and I built out a whole bar. And then, you know, what I realized is most people can't afford to do it, don't have the time to do it, don't even care, don't want to spend their time learning how to make drinks.
Right.
And I thought it'd be great if you could just buy these drinks already pre-made, you know, and but like super premium, not garbage. I think we think about pre-made drinks as being kind of like, you know, sugary and kind of schlocky. These are like super premium, 80 proof. Whiskey-based drinks that all you have to do is just open a bottle, pour it in a glass, over ice, and like plop down on the couch and have a good time. You have an old-fashioned and a Manhattan, because I really wanted to start with the classics. And it's just like, it's just a life hack, right? You get home, you want to have a great drink, or you have a date, you know what I mean? You want to make a drink with somebody, you have no idea what you're doing, just pour this drink out, and you taste like you're an actual, real, professional bartender.
A real old-fashioned. If you've never had one, fantastic. You've never had a real Manhattan?
Oh, they're delicious.
How much disgust? I was just asking, how much disgust in your heart when you see a guy say, I like whiskey, but then he orders like Fireball?
Yeah, that disgust is probably, I mean, sorry to all those guys out there that like Fireballs, you know, you should drink what you like. That's like, philosophically, you should drink what you like, but you should only drink Fireballs if you're joining a fraternity or at a bachelorette party, okay? Don't drink as much Fireball as you do.
And I'm not saying I haven't drank it. It's nice, but it's not really whiskey. It's just cinnamon.
I don't know what the hell Fireball. No, Fireball is, you know, is a quick ride to the toilet. But I love whiskey. I've always loved whiskey. And the great thing about these drinks is that for people who maybe think they like whiskey, but haven't really graduated to drinking like, you know, a nice like whiskey neat, they're really delicious whiskey-based cocktails that can be like your entry into the world of great whiskey. We have a tiny small batch distiller in Brooklyn that does all our bottling. And it's a great way for most people who can't get access to this stuff to just have it like literally FedEx to your house.
Yeah, I'm going to buy some today.
And, you know, what's that?
I'm actually going to buy, I really am. I'm not just jerking it off because we're on the radio. I'm going to buy some today because I want to try it. I want to try the old fashions.
It's Kurt. CourageandStone.com, and people can, and for the first half of this year, you know, during the shutdown, we donated a portion of our proceeds to the U.S. Bartenders Guild because that was, you know, that was one part of the economy that they really couldn't pivot, right? Restaurants could do takeout and stuff like that. But bars just completely shut down, and I really wanted to give back to the community that honestly has given me so very much. I love bartenders and I love bars, so it was nice to give back to the people who have given me so much happiness over the years.
I love you completely, Aisha Tyler. Don't forget Archer, the latest season, FXX, Wednesdays, 9 o'clock, Kansas City. Courage and Stone, the cocktail company. Make sure you check that out, man. And don't forget, oh yeah, on Prime, the rewind of The Boys. If you haven't seen that two seasons, it's incredible. And, you know, anytime.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me. It was so great talking with you.
You too. Stay there, my friend. I would so stalk her, dude. Like that, you know. That's the girl. You know, I'm not the guy for her, but that's the girl for me.
No,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
She is so dude in an incredible check suit that it's not ridiculous. I mean,
yeah.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
That's the kind of girl that laughs and you go, hey, what do you say? We wrestle naked until someone has an orgasm. Everybody wins.
Yeah. You know? And she's already naked and
then
has
she
you
wins.
Down. Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to see anything but the top of your head for the next 35 minutes, Jimbo. You know, just like, she'd be fantastic.
Yeah, she's the best in every way.
And by the way, I also drink, you know, I'll drink Jesse's Devil's Devil. Mm-hmm. I just don't call it whiskey when I order it. I go, oh, you know, like those dudes, like, you know, I like whiskey. Don't you like whiskey? I go, sure do. And they're like, what flavor do you want? And I go, stop it. Stop it or I will slap you out of your goddamn Crocs.
Well, I'm sure you understand because, I mean, do you know people who, because Whitney has friends who, because Whitney's a vodka drinker as well, but people have... They'll bring a like Cocoa Puff vodka or whatever.
She's
like,
wrong with it.
And it's fine.
There's nothing wrong with
it. It has its place.
Cocoa Puff vodka.
It has its place.
Dude, birthday cake.
But it's not vodka. Like, you're just like, okay, it's not vodka.
Do you know how I got Hector drinking? That Godiva chocolate vodka, they stopped making it now. I bought a case of it because
he was loving it too much.
I was going to tell you, give me the beaties. Because give me the sugar beeties. It's did you ever taste it?
I haven't had it.
It was amazing.
I think I had it in a martini.
It's just chocolate. So he likes chocolate.
He does love a dessert drink.
But he does love ice cream.
Did he would have like flavor? Two shots of something, and then you could see it really affect him because he's not a drinker, and he'd be like, why do you like feeling like this? He felt like dizzy. Like, he'd get a little drunk, and he'd be like, I don't know why you're, like, feeling like this. And it would just ruin his night. And I was like, dude, you just shouldn't drink anymore. Don't drink anymore.
It's okay. It's not for everyone.
Oh, I'll never forget the first time he's like, I would like to try some Jameson with you. He was in my house. I go, no, you don't. He goes, yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Dude, he bombed that thing in. And, you know, you remember the first time you drank hard liquor straight?
Mm-hmm.
Like, by the way, am I the only one that misses that feeling when it bombs in and then goes warm?
Uh-huh.
I can't get that anymore. Yeah. I've killed the inside
it's
of my
like
stomach.
It's like you put medicine in your body. I'll never forget. Like, well, I had an IV once.
Yeah.
She's like, you're going to feel the warmth take over your whole body. And it's just like
I can't
that
get,
same feeling.
I can't get it anymore.
I'm blessed that I don't do shots. However, I have a heavy pour. So I've still got enough in me to where I can still get that feeling by accident.
No, I can still get it. Like, you can feel it wash over
I
you.
I can't do it. I quit drinking for like 3 months. And I thought, it'll do it again?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No, junkie. No.
I don't do it to get high anymore. I do it just to feel normal. You know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.